Look, if you're going on TV shows and you know you, there's a prize involved, be really careful. Like, make sure you know what you because you have to sign. And if the episode doesn't screen, you won't get paid. And they're talking about past contestants of The Chase Australia, because Larry Emder has been named the new host of Channel 7's The Chase.
New host.
But they did had already filmed previous episodes of The Chase with Andrew O'Keefe.
With Andrew, if you'd have done it and it didn't go to air.
That's right. You won't. Normally, you won't get paid. Exactly. Exactly. We just want to talk about it now. And Rob, we got Phil from Avoca with us this morning. G'day, Phil.
Yeah, g'day, Paddy. G'day, Rob.
Hey, Phil.
Now, mate, you're on a TV show and you nearly didn't get your money. What happened?
Oh, mate, that was a few years back. About 2012, I think, 2011. Yeah, there was a show called Million Dollar Drop, Eddie McGuire.
Right.
And
what was the premise of the show, Phil?
Well, we started off with $1 million cash. They put $1 million cash in front of us on a table, $20 notes in bundles, and you had to answer questions, and they gave you, say, you know, four options, but you could only spread your money on three of them, and so you had to leave one blank. And if you got the question wrong and the blank door opened, the door opened with your money on it, you'd lose that money that you placed. You get to the end one and it's only a 50-50 chance. So whatever money you had left over, they give you a question and you had to put all the money on one of the answers.
All the money. How much did you put on one answer?
At the end, we put $300,000 on one answer.
Oh, right.
Right. And was it right or wrong?
I get nervous when I'm putting for $10 with my mates.
We got the question correct.
Oh.
And won the $300. We were stoked. But the thing is, with the show, it had been on for a few. So anyway, we filmed that weeks beforehand. The show comes on TV, and we're waiting for us to go on because we knew we'd signed the agreement that if it's not aired, you don't get any money.
And that is a normal agreement, isn't it, with these game shows, Phil?
Yes, yeah, you do definitely sign an agreement.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because they film, when you see Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever it is, they film about six or seven shows in a block with one audience, don't they?
Yeah, that's right, correct. And so we'd done that, and we watched the first one when it came on, and bloody this big buffet here, Paddy, was on, I think he was on the dark side at another radio station.
Oh, dark side.
And he starts panning this show.
bagging this show.
Yeah. Bagging this show.
Yes, look, I did bag out the show just a tad.
You did?
It was bloody awful. It was bloody awful.
Right.
And then so Phil rings the radio show and says,
"What are you doing, Paddy?"
And he goes, "Mate, would you shut up bagging the show? Because if it doesn't air,
I don't get my money.
I don't get my $300,000.
That's it. Because the ratings were pretty bad. You know, they put them out the next day, and the ratings were pretty bad. And the next week the show was on, and it was getting diving even further. And we're panicking, thinking, when the bloody hell is this going to air? And I think we're about the fourth week into the show.
You've never, ever been so astutely across television ratings from 1 through to 45 of shows all week.
That's it. So I got Paddy. I'm saying, talk it up, mate. Talk it up.
Well, I didn't know. And they did screen it, though. And luckily,
they did screen it, yeah.
Because, Phil, there would have been people who probably would have won huge amounts of money that
didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, well, that's what I think all the shows did air on that particular show, but all good at the end of the day.
Wow, $300,000.
No thanks to you.
Well,
no thanks to Paddy Gerard. How often do we hear that?